Masechet Berachot, Perek He, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we listed all different examples of things that we add in during the Amidah. What we're going to talk about now in this Mishnah is items or phrases that a person adds into his Amidah that are not okay, that are prohibited. And the Mishnah says, Ha'omer al-kan sipor yagi'u rahamecha. If somebody says, your mercy, Hashem, extends all the way to the bird's nest, alluding to the mitzvah of Shiluah HaKen, where a person has the obligation to shoo away the mother bird before one takes the child's eggs in order to, in this person's opinion, not allow the mother to witness the taking of her children, because we have pity, we have mercy on the mother. We don't want her to feel the pain. So if a person says this in tefillah, we criticize him. The Mishnah is going to say, Mishatekinoto. We silence him. We don't allow him to continue. Or, Val Tov Yizacher Shemecha. If somebody says, for good things your name will be remembered, that Hashem, that it will only going to connect Hashem to the good, when in reality we have to connect Hashem to the bad as well. Everything comes from Him. Everything comes from Hashem. And even the things that we perceive to be bad, that we look at as something that is not good, is really ultimately good, because God is just, Hashem is just, Hashem controls all and everything, and His grand plan really works out. In our perception, it doesn't. So we have to always, the Mishnah says that even on the bed, we have to bless and thank Hashem. Baruch Dayan HaEmet, blessed is the true judge. And lastly, Modim Modim Meshatekinot. If somebody says Modim, they thank Hashem, we thank. If they say that twice, which could imply, Shtere Shuyot, it could imply that there's a dualism, that there are two gods that are being prayed to. Thank you. Two different gods. Even if the person didn't have kavanah for that, it could be misleading publicly, and therefore we silence him and we don't allow him to continue. This phrase that we had at the original part, at the beginning part of the Mishnah, Al-kan sipor yagi'u rahamecha, that God's mercy extends all the way to the bird's nest, is one that the commentaries spend much time on. And of course there's mercy within God's mitzvah, but this person seems to be implying that he knows it all. When he says it, it seems to be, oh, that's the only reason? The only reason that we do this mitzvah is because of mercy? We know that the mitzvot of God are tremendous, and there are so many reasons behind them. And a human being can't seem to imply that he knows everything. You don't know everything. You can't understand the magnitude of God's mitzvah. So therefore, that's the issue with saying that part of that line during your Amidah. The Mishnah continues and says, Ha'over lifnei ha'teva, if somebody is hazan, b'ta'a, and he made a mistake, he gets mixed up in the middle of his Amidah, and he doesn't know where he is, he doesn't know where to continue. This is much more common, where he didn't have a sidur. In the olden days, not everybody had access to a sidur. They usually knew the tefillah ba'al peh, by heart. What should happen? Ya'avor aher tahtav. You can have somebody get up and replace him. He goes down from being the hazan, and another individual takes his place. Ve'lo yeheh sarban be'oto sha'ah. And a person shouldn't be somebody who says, no, not me, who pushes away the obligation at that moment. Because generally, a person should, if he's asked to be a hazan, he should refuse a little bit. You know, it's a big honor. He should say, I'm not worthy to represent the entire congregation. But at this moment, it's embarrassing. You don't want to have a break, a real pause in the tefillah. It's not respectful to Hashem. So at that moment, a person should jump in and grab the opportunity to be hazan. Minayin hu matchil, from what point should this new hazan start? Does he start Amidah over again? Answers the Mishnah, mitichilat haberacha shita'aba. No, he doesn't have to start the Amidah over again. Rather, he starts from the beginning of the beracha that the previous hazan made a mistake, and he takes over from that spot. The commentaries all point out that it's obviously talking about one of the middle berachot of the Amidah, not the first three and not the last three. Because if it's talking about persons in the first or last three berachot, those are one unit. First three berachot are one unit of praise, of shevach. So if a person, if the original hazan made a mistake at that point, the hazan over here, the new one, would have to start from the beginning of the Amidah, the beginning of those series of three berachot. And the same goes for the end of the Amidah. For the last three blessings of the Amidah, that's one unit, it's one entity. So if a mistake happened that in the second one over there, the new hazan would have to go back to the first of the last three berachot of the Amidah, the first of that series, in order to say those all correctly and then the Amidah would be completed the right way. Masechet Berachot Perek He Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah here is going to talk about Birkat Kohanim. We know Birkat Kohanim has three different Pisukim. Yivarechecha Adonai V'yishmerecha, number one. Ya'ed Adonai Panavelecha V'yihoneka, number two. And Yisa Adonai Panavelecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom, number three. Where the Hazan calls out word for word to the Kohanim, and they respond to his word. At the end of every one of those three Pisukim, the Sibur, the congregation, says Amen in unison. That's going to be the topic of this Mishnah. Ha'oved lifnei ha'teva, lo ya'aneh achar ha'kohanim, amen, mipnei ha'teruf. A person who's hazan, he's the one who's telling the kohanim which words to say, should not answer amen after they finish one of those pisukim because of teruf, because of confusion. That what's going to happen, he's going to say amen, and then he's not going to realize where he is in the order of pisukim. If he says amen after the first pasuk, with the rest of the sibur, he's not going to flow right into the second pasuk. It may cause confusion of where he's up to. And therefore, he's not allowed to answer amen with the rest of the congregation. V'im en sham kohen elahu, lo yisa et kapav. Another halacha, if there's no other kohen in the Bet HaKnesset, let's say he's the only person who knows how to be hazan, and therefore they send him up. But once kohanim arrives, there's no one else who can go up to be the kohen. What should he do? Lo yisad kapav, he doesn't raise his hands, he doesn't do birkat kohanim. It's better that the sibur doesn't do birkat kohanim than risk this hazan getting confused after he does birkat kohanim and being unable to go back to sim shalom and the continuation of the amidah. We don't want to risk that, especially in those days when there was no sidurim. He wasn't following word for word, this was all by heart. And all of a sudden, when he's hazan, he's not used to doing that. So if you threw this into him and he started doing kohanim, things could get very confusing and he wouldn't have the ability to go back to his regular amidah. V'im haptachato shu noset kapav v'hozel tfilato rashai. But the Mishnah says if there's a certain type of person who knows the tefillah so well and he's batuah, he's sure of himself, that he's not going to get mixed up, he's not going to have the inability to get back to his tefillah, and he'll get back to Sim Shalom right away, the Mishnah says Rashai. He's allowed to do that. There is no issue with this Kohen doing Birkat Kohanim as the only Kohen in the Bet HaKnesset. Just one quick point. Halakha lema'aseh. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kof Kavhet Seif Yud Tet says, En Shaliach Sibur Rashai La'anot Amen Ahar Beracha Shel Kohanim. The Shaliach Sibur, the Hazan, is not allowed to answer Amen after the Beracha of the Kohanim. Mishnah Berura says that's talking about those three berachot, the three pesukim that we're talking about. But the Mishnah Berura does say that nowadays, when we are mitpalel mitoch sidur, and we're praying in a sidur, and we have no doubt that the hazan will be able to continue the regular amidah without getting mixed up, he does say that nowadays a hazan is allowed to answer amen to those pisukim that the Kohanim says. But the Kafa Hayim comments on that, and he says that this is not the minhag, this is not the custom, and a hazan should follow the straight-up ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, that a shaliach sibur should not answer amen to those pisukim.